Good morning, friends, and welcome to worship on this blessed Easter morning. In keeping with our technology, we have a video Easter greeting to share with you.
He is risen.
He is risen.
He is risen. He is risen indeed.
This Easter morning, we're grateful that you're here to worship with us, and although we are separated, we are united by technology, and hopefully there is a resurrection in our nation's future when we will be able to gather together as the body of Christ in our sanctuary. But until that time, let us worship God in this manner. Although we are separate, we still need to give back to God our offerings, our tithes, and our pledges. So if you would continue to send checks to the church in the mail, we would be grateful for that. On this Easter Sunday, we celebrate the resurrection. And hopefully, in the future, we will be able to gather together as the body of Christ. Let us now center our hearts and our minds toward God as we worship Him on this blessed day. now the call to worship. This is the day when healing touches the suffering, when loneliness discovers a family, when peace caresses the stressed. This is the day the Lord breaks free of death's clutches, rolls away the stone, folds the grave clothes into a neat pile. This is the day the Lord has made, the day of sin's defeat, the day of resurrection, the first day of the new creation. This is the day. Christ is risen. Hallelujah. Confession. Almighty God, in raising Jesus from the grave, you shattered the power of sin and death. We confess that we remain captive to doubt and fear, bound by the ways that lead to death. We overlook the poor and the hungry, and pass by those who mourn. We are deaf to the cries of the oppressed, and indifferent to cause for peace. We despise the weak and abuse the earth you made. Forgive us, God of mercy. Help us to trust your power to change our lives and make us new, that we may know the joy of life abundant in Jesus Christ, the risen Lord. Amen. Dear friends, hear the good news. Who is in a position to condemn? Only Christ. Christ died for us. Christ rose for us. Christ reigns in power for us. Christ prays for us. Anyone who is in Christ is a new creation. The old life has gone. A new life begins. Know that you are forgiven and be at peace. Amen. And now I have a message for our young disciples, and I admit that due to technology, this is a real challenge because I normally love to have all the children come forward, but we're going to try to do this by technology. You see this? This is a box that looks like a gift, right? It's a box wrapped with wrapping paper, and Jackie was kind enough to put a bow on it. And this box is going to remind us of the story that we're going to read in the Bible today. This is the third day after Jesus was crucified. And on that day, Mary Magdalene goes to the tomb. And she finds that the stone is rolled away and that her Lord is not there. And she's very concerned and very worried about where he went. She runs to the disciples, and they come and they look also. And when they look into the tomb, they remember what Jesus told them, that he would rise again for eternal life for you and I. So as we open this box, and a gift that's wrapped is normally a surprise because we don't know what is in it, and sometimes we can't get it unwrapped. But let's see what's in this box. Let's see what's in this wrapping. Here's the box. Let's see what's in there. There's nothing in the box. Just as the stone was rolled away from the tomb, when you look in the box, it's empty. Just as the tomb was empty. Because Jesus has risen, just like he told us he would. Let us remind ourselves of the story that's told of Jesus' resurrection by looking at the empty box. Let's pray. Gracious God, the story of resurrection is a story of love. A story of love that you had for your son. A story for us that you sent your son to die on the cross, to conquer sin and death on our behalf. Yes, the resurrection is a story of love. And on this day, we say to you, we love you also as our God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
The angel rolled the stone away. The angel rolled the stone away. 'Twas on a bright and shining morn when the trumpet began to sound. The angel rolled the stone away. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah.
God, by your Spirit, tell us what we need to hear and show us what we ought to do to obey our risen Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Our first reading this morning comes from the Old Testament, the prophet Jeremiah, chapter 31, verses 1 through 6. At that time, declares the Lord, I will be the God of all the families of Israel, and they will be my people. This is what the Lord says. The people who survive the sword will find favor in the wilderness. I will come to give rest to Israel. The Lord appeared to us in the past, saying, I have loved you with an everlasting love. I have drawn you with unfailing kindness. I will build you up again, and you, virgin Israel, will be rebuilt. Again, you will take up your timbrels and go out to dance with the joyful. Again, you will plant vineyards on the hills of Samaria. The farmers will plant them and enjoy their fruit. There will be a day when watchmen cry out on the hills of Ephraim, come, let us go up to Zion, to the Lord our God. This is the word of the Lord. Our New Testament reading this morning comes from the Gospel of John, chapter 20, verses 1 through 18. Hear now the story of the resurrection. Early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene went to the tomb and saw that the stone had been removed from the entrance. So she came running to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one Jesus loved, and said, they have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we don't know where they have put him. So Peter and the other disciple started for the tomb. Both were running, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He bent over and looked in at the strips of linen lying there, but did not go in. Then Simon Peter came along behind him and went straight into the tomb. He saw the strips of linen lying there, as well as the cloth that had been wrapped around Jesus' head. The cloth was still lying in its place, separate from the linen. Finally, the other disciple who had reached the tomb first also went inside. He saw and believed. They still did not understand from Scripture that Jesus had to rise from the dead. Then the disciples went back to where they were staying. Now Mary stood outside the tomb crying. As she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb and saw two angels in white seated where Jesus' body had been, one at the head and the other at the foot. They asked her, Woman, why are you crying? They have taken my Lord away, she said, and I don't know where they have put him. At this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not realize that it was Jesus. He asked her, Woman, why are you crying? Who is it you are looking for? Thinking he was the gardener, she said, Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have put him, and I will get him. Jesus said to her, Mary. She turned toward him and cried in Aramaic, Rabboni, which means teacher. Jesus said, Do not hold on to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father. Go instead to my brothers and tell them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God. Mary Magdalene went to the disciples with the news, I have seen the Lord. And she told them that he had said these things to her. This is the word of the Lord. Amen. Let us pray. Gracious God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Obviously, the focus of today is about the story of Mary and Peter and John going to the tomb on Sunday morning to find it empty. One might wonder, why is it that we read the passage in Jeremiah on this Easter Sunday? Scholars have pondered that question, and pastors have said it takes somebody special to lean into the story of Jeremiah on this Easter Sunday. If you want some extra reading this afternoon while you're in your homes wondering what else you're going to do and maybe watching the show that you've watched every night this week, or the movie for the 33rd time that you know the dialogue better than the movie does, you may want to go to chapter 2 of Jeremiah and begin reading there. You see, the book of Jeremiah is one of those Old Testament books that in my younger days I tended to shy away from, because Jeremiah describes in great detail Israel's most pathetic times, their catastrophic years. Jeremiah's chapters are filled with scathing warnings and sentences of judgment from God. So again, you may wonder, why do we read this passage on Easter Sunday? Jeremiah takes a turn. Jeremiah turns from the scathing words towards chapters 30 through 33, and he talks about hope and redemption. Walter Brueggemann points out that really the story of Jeremiah and this passage that we read in chapter 31 talks about Yahweh, or God, and God's relentless pursuit of us and our redemption throughout history, including the nation of Israel. Every time that they strayed, every time that they were lost, Jesus and God went looking for them. God is relentless. We hear that language in verses 4 and 5. Jeremiah uses the word again three times to describe God's continuing grace towards the nation of Israel. God is relentless in redeeming us. So on this day, as we come to another Easter Sunday, perhaps this day is one that's unique in our history. April 12th, 2020 might be the most appropriate time to hear words of God's relentless pursuit of redemption for us, his relentless grace towards us. Admittedly, it's been a wild 3 weeks in our nation and around the world. We've heard comments said on TV like, I never would have thought I would see anything like this in my lifetime. And it's true. We haven't seen a health crisis like this since.
Go, be crucified, be whipped, be killed, and on the third day rise again from the dead. At that point, John recognized what had happened, and John came to have faith in the risen Lord. So we move from that situation, and we ask ourselves the question, what would it be like to go into that empty tomb? Well, my wife and I went to Rome, and we went to the catacombs. And I'm going to tell you, a tomb carved out of solid rock is not a pretty place. It's not a place you want to go. And so when I think about Peter having the courage to barge right in, followed by John, who went in after him, I realize how much courage that took. But of course, the beauty of this whole thing is that throughout his life, Jesus gave us promises. When Jesus rose from the dead, it was confirmation of all the promises that Jesus had given us. Jesus now said, hey, I will rise from the dead. Seemed like nonsense to the disciples, but when he rose from the dead, John saw and believed.
Eldon, the God of technology has allowed me to join you back again.
Okay, well, take it away, Dwayne.
Actually, the next point in my message was going to be that in the story, Mary and Peter and John go from disorientation to deep conviction in their faith. And technology made that point because I was completely disoriented when my computer screen shut off, to a conviction of, I will make this back again. But really, that's true. Mary went to the tomb and could not believe her eyes that the stone had been rolled away. And she was concerned, and she went running back to Peter and to John. And when the disciples came back, they looked in and saw the grave clothes lying there. And then it dawned on them afterwards that what Jesus had told them was in fact true. So I submit to you this day that the resurrection story for each of us is an opportunity for us to move from disorientation to deep conviction. We all know this resurrection story. But in the Gospel of John, and I think that Eldon may have shared this with you, this story is unique in John. Because as you recall, when we started in January reading together, we heard that Jesus was the Word made flesh. And throughout his ministry, he proved that. He was God's Word, fully God, but also fully human. And according to the prophet Jeremiah, he came to again and again redeem his people. In John also, Jesus is known by the I am statements. Jesus is the light of the world. It's no mystery that Mary came to the tomb in the darkness that morning. That darkness that we find ourselves in our faith. But Jesus comes to us as the risen Lord, as the light of the world, to show us the way, to take us from disorientation to full conviction. Mary doesn't seem to understand until she sees Jesus, but his body is different. She doesn't recognize him. She thinks he's the gardener. Until she hears his voice say, Mary. And at that point, she knows that that is her Lord and Savior. A question asked this day on, or this week on TV is, when will we return to normal? Or will we have a new normal? Friends, we're living in improbable times. We may be looking for a time to return to normal. When can our lives resume? I submit to you that on this Easter Sunday, just as Mary's life and Peter's life and John's life changed, ours will also. I asked the folks on our prayer meeting yesterday to give me some examples of improbable times in your life when they became a reality. Some of us said that we never planned to live in Texas in the first place, but here we are. Some of us never thought we would have the health challenges that we've experienced, some of us said we never planned to actually be married for all these years that we have. Yet we are. Remember the phrase, never say never. Because God has plans for you. You see, the resurrection is a time for us to live again. A day when that improbable becomes a reality. Resurrection is the third day when death is overcome by that new life that came out of the tomb. My prayer for you this day is that we move forward in that new life together, that new normal, from disorientation to that firm conviction. Amos Wilde, the 20th century poet and theologian, said it this way: the immovable stone tossed aside, the collapsed linens, the blinding angel, and the chalky guards. Retell, renew the event in these planetary years, for we were there and he is here. Dear friends, it is always a third day from this day forward, because he is risen indeed. Amen.
Jesus came forth to be born of a virgin, dwelt among men, my example is here.
let us now affirm the faith of our baptism using the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Let us pray. Gracious God, we give you thanks on this third day, on this day of resurrection, that we are able to worship you through music and prayer and the hearing and understanding of your word. We praise you that on this day, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the Word made flesh, has conquered sin and death. On this special day, we lift up our joys, our cares, and our worries. We pray for our world and our nation as we seek to eliminate this deadly virus. We pray for those who have lost their lives as a result of this virus. We also ask for comfort and peace for the families who are grieving. We lift up prayers of joy for the multitude of those who care for us, those healthcare professionals, first responders, men and women of the military. We give you thanks for those who continue to do their jobs, that we are able to get the provisions that we need, the store clerks, the truck drivers, those who manufacture what we need. We lift up the multitude of people who have lost their jobs, those who don't have food to eat, those who are at risk of losing their homes. And now, Lord, we pause. We pause to silently lift up our individual cares and concerns to you. resurrection day, on this third day, let us remember that every day forward is an opportunity for God to again be in our lives. We are in for a new normal because of this resurrection day, because the Lord loves you this day and every day. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and give you peace this day and every day. Amen. And may the Lord watch over us. God bless you.
Happy Easter.
Thank you very much, Dwayne. Happy Easter and bless you all.
Lord bless you all. That was wonderful.
He is risen.
Happy Easter from Gail and Warner.
He is risen indeed.
Okay, well, bye-bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye, Dragon.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye.